Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. We're working our way through the book of Romans, and we're in chapter 11. We just finished in chapter 11, verses 25 through 27, very important verses in Paul's discussion of Israel. And if you haven't listened to that episode, I would strongly encourage you to go back and listen to it as foundation for this episode. Let's read further in verses 28 through 32 for this episode. From the standpoint of the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, but from the standpoint of choice, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. For just as you once were disobedient to God, but now have been shown mercy because of their disobedience, so these also now have been disobedient, that because of the mercy shown to you, they also may now be shown mercy. For God has shut up all in disobedience so that He may show mercy to all. Okay, a very, very important passage to kind of wrap up what Paul's been sharing through these three chapters. We looked in the previous episode about how God's plan of salvation for, quote, all of Israel, all being the remnant, which Paul has spent all this time defining, and then Paul makes these comments. Now, let's step through them just in a logical manner. He says, from the standpoint of the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. What is he saying? He's saying when the gospel came, they hardened their hearts. They became enemies for the gospel. They didn't accept the gospel. They rejected it. They worked against it in every way they could. They persecuted Jesus. They persecuted the apostles. They persecuted the New Testament church. They did everything they could to be an enemy of the gospel. And it was for, so to speak, the sake of the Gentiles, so that they could come in to God's salvific plan through the gospel. So that's what Paul's explaining. They became enemies for the sake of the Gentiles. But from the standpoint of God's choosing of them, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. He's saying that the Israelites that were alive during that time, they were beloved for the sake of the promises that God had made to the fathers. That remnant that God was going to save in the first century was beloved. Why? Because the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Now, I don't want to rain on anybody's parade of their theology about this verse, but this verse does not have to do with spiritual gifts and the calling of God as a new covenant believer and that they're irrevocable and God can't take them away. That's not what this verse is about. This verse is about specifically the gift that God gave to the children of Israel to be the avenue through which His salvific plan would work, and the calling that He had upon their lives to be a blessing to the nations. That's the gift and the calling that is irrevocable. That's what God was not going to take away fully from Israel. So He preserves a remnant so that He can show His faithfulness, that He's not going to revoke His gift of calling upon Israel. This is what Paul's saying. Then he goes on, verse 30. For just as you once were disobedient to God, but now have been shown mercy because of their disobedience. Now, step through it. The Gentiles. He's speaking to the Gentiles. The you here is the Gentiles. For just as you, Gentiles, were disobedient to God, but now in the first century, as a result of the gospel coming to the Gentiles, you were shown mercy. How? Because the Jews rejected it. And God used their rejecting it, their hardening, to open up the opportunity to the Gentiles. God had this in mind from the very beginning, but it had to play out along a historical line. It had to express itself through time. And that happened in the years of the New Testament. And so as a result of their disobedience, the Gentiles were shown mercy. Now watch what happened during that time. Verse 31. So these, who are these? These are the same these of verse 24 that we looked at. These are those of the remnant. Also, these now have been disobedient. So they are being disobedient right at the time of the writing of the book of Romans. During those early years after Christ's death, Israel was disobedient. And they were disobedient that because of the mercy shown to you, the Gentiles, they may also now be shown mercy. So you see how this whole process is working in a cause and effect. It's kind of like a hand and glove process. The Jews rejected the gospel. As a result, the Gentiles were blessed. They found mercy in the gospel. And as a result of the Gentiles finding mercy in the gospel, it produced jealousy in some of the Jews who had previously become disobedient to the gospel, but they now found mercy by coming to Christ on the same grounds as the Gentiles. You see how beautiful this picture plays out? This is exactly what Paul's explaining. He says that because of the mercy shown to the Gentiles, they also may now be shown mercy. They were shown mercy in the same way the Gentiles were shown mercy. And in that way, God has shut up all people in disobedience so that he may show mercy to all people. Now, is that a truism? Is that a truth that applies to all generations? Well, if you want to look at it that way, yes, we all were disobedient until we come to faith in Christ. But in the context of this discussion, Paul is saying that just like the Gentiles were disobedient before they came to Christ by faith, the Jews were disobedient. So God moves all people from disobedience into obedience. It goes all the way back to Romans chapter 1, where we looked at Paul saying that he was called as an apostle of the gospel so that he might bring people into the obedience of the faith, that he might bring people to a point that they will move out of their disobedience to God and come into submission to the beautiful invitation of God's grace and mercy through Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins, for the participation in a new humanity that Jesus created when he rose from the dead. It's a beautiful, amazing, life-giving truth. And Paul's saying that God's way of doing this is to move us from disobedience to his mercy, where we can receive the grace of God and the gift of life in Christ Jesus. And God has done this. He did it in the now time of the writing of this book. In those years, those remnant people of Israel now found mercy. And when they did, the number of them was completed, the remnant was saved, and the economy of Israel and the promises of God were complete, and yes, and amen in Christ. Now, we got a couple of verses remaining to finish off this chapter. So let's do that in the next episode, and then I'll give my conclusion remarks about this whole passage of scripture in chapters 9, 10, and 11, where Paul is giving us a complete and beautiful story of God's faithfulness toward Israel. So until then, be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.